Don't buy Bird Dog's khaki shorts. They're basically just like Lululemon, but they have a bird as a logo. You don't want that. Their website looks like it was made by a 12-year-old. Don't bother visiting it. These idiots can never even keep their products in stock. You shouldn't even waste your time trying. You'll hate Bird Dog's because of their stretch material and tailored fit that makes your legs look and feel great. Nuh-uh. Just don't buy Bird Dog's. You won't like them. Don't go to birddogs.com/MLB, or I promise you'll regret it. Do not visit birddogs.com/MLB or get the free tumbler they're offering.
I would suit up in my uniform and you're going out on patrol. What are we going to do tonight? Well, we're going to rob some drug dealers. And I know how to do it really well.
Listen to and follow The Set, an Odyssey Originals documentary podcast series, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your shows.
I'm not a bad guy, man, but I loved being that dirty.
We miss college football.
Bennett takes the snap and the shotgun, throws for the corner. Brock Bowers one-on-one. Caught! Touchdown! He ate him alive! Falls down into the end zone. Six more for Georgia.
We can't wait for the 2023 season.
Caleb Williams throws the fade in the corner. Oh, caught! Touchdown, Trojans!
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
50 days until the BYU Cougars kick off against Sam Houston, and now joining us is a man who started his college career at USC, transferred to Pitt, and now is the starting quarterback for BYU, and that, of course, is Keaton Slovis. Always enjoy when we get Keaton on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Keaton, appreciate the time. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for jumping back on with us. So I was reading an article the other day about you. I didn't know this last time I talked to you, that Kurt Warner was actually on the coaching staff of your high school. What was that experience like getting to learn from one of the game's best quarterbacks?
Yeah, I was pretty fortunate to be able to be that young and learn from a guy of that caliber, a Hall of Fame quarterback with such a great mind, and really just got lucky that he moved into the area after he retired. His kids went to our school. His son, Kate, he actually – just signed as a UDFA for the Bucks as a receiver. Then his younger son EJ was younger than me, played quarterback, and then now he's at Temple.
Yeah.
So I kind of just fell in the middle. So luckily I got the ability to have that relationship and to get to learn from him. It was pretty special.
No, we're well versed with the Warner family. Kirk comes on all the time, and I'm a Temple graduate, so I'm pulling for EJ and loved what he did last year. What were you really able to learn though from Kurt?
I mean, just at that age, just understanding defenses and how to really read defenses and look at, you know, understand concepts and how they work and what they work good against. And that was the cool thing about playing for Kurt was he was really invested in developing me as a quarterback, and it really kind of pushed me to, you know, he'd always say, I'm going to push more on you. And we weren't the most talented team ever. So he'd kind of say, I'm going to push more on you because we needed to win, but also it's going to make you a better player. So I feel like he always made the offense, you know, maybe more difficult, you know, than a traditional high school offense, but I'm forever grateful that, you know, he gave me the opportunity.
When you were getting coached by him at first, what was the kind of the feeling, holy crap, this is a Hall of Famer coaching me up?
Yeah, like for the first day or couple days, I think when you're a freshman, you're, what, 13, 14, and especially in Arizona, as an Arizona kid, you know, the Cardinals were pretty irrelevant until Kurt came in and just took us to the Super Bowl, and I was a diehard Cardinals fan growing up, so it was definitely pretty crazy. But I mean, that kind of goes away pretty quickly when you're working on with a guy on a daily basis and get to know his kids and family, and then you see other people kind of see him that way, and you're like, get annoyed, and you like have to check yourself and be like, all right, I used to be that person too.
So take me through some of your other favorite quarterbacks when you were growing up as a kid. Who did you really like?
I mean, a lot of my family grew up in Michigan, went to Michigan, so I think Tom Brady was a big, you know, kind of forced upon me at a young age, and obviously he's the greatest. And I think Brees and Rodgers, Manning, like all those guys kind of ran my childhood. But I'd say Brady, definitely. Brady Warner was like my two favorites growing up.
Keaton Slovis here with us. So how has it been? This is now your third school. You've been through this before, having to transfer and make those relationships with new teammates. How's it been going at BYU so far?
It's been great. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity here. And sitting here, you know, in December trying to make a decision of what I want to do with my last year. And I kind of decided to take a risk and go, you know, somewhere I didn't know exactly everything, you know, inside the building, but I knew they had good people on the offensive staff and that they were going to run offense to continue to develop me and help me get to the next level. And again, the rest of it really fell into place. So I love the culture here. I love the staff. I love the players. And I'm just really excited to get to the season and play with these guys.
How do you look back at your time at the other two stops? Clearly, USC is well documented. And last year, you spent a season with Narduzzi over at Pitt.
Yeah, you know, it's all a learning experience. I think, you know, I'm super grateful for all my experiences and still lots of people and players and at both places that I'm grateful for. And I think that's a tough thing. Sometimes certain things just happen. You know, your coach gets fired and you have to make a change of scenery. And it wasn't like I ever wanted to leave that USC and go somewhere else. I felt like I had to. And same thing, like I just mentioned, you know, I just wanted to give myself the best opportunity to, you know, throw the ball around, be in an offense that, you know, I want to play in and committed to. That's the crazy thing about this whole thing is Coach Roderick at BYU is the first coordinator I'll actually get to commit to and play for. So it's been a pretty wild ride, but I'm super grateful for it. And, you know, I'm happy I ended up here because I'm really happy with BYU and I'm happy to be a Cougar.
Keaton Slovis here with us. So you've been through this before, having new teammates and having to build those relationships. Is that difficult or is it, hey, I've done this before, so it's a little bit easier?
It can be a little overwhelming for sure, just because there's so many guys on the team. But I think as a quarterback, it's kind of your job to do that, you know, and you have to embrace it. And it's your job to lead. And I think that part comes naturally. It's just a matter of, you know, guys getting to know you and feeling comfortable. But I have to really give credit to the BYU guys. Everyone's asking, oh, is it easier this time around? It's your second time. I was like, you know, it's more the same. But the kids here at BYU are so open. They're so excited. They're so eager to kind of have me and really embraced me as their quarterback and leader, and it's made everything so easy coming in. I think a lot of those guys, you know, maybe it's because, you know, the Mormon connection, all the kids going on missions and having to be meeting a bunch of new people, but I feel like they kind of understand what it's like to be in that situation, and I feel like I've been brought in with open arms. It's been really refreshing and rewarding.
Yeah, it's a unique situation at BYU. Why was it the right fit for you? I know you answered a little bit earlier in the conversation, but not everyone is fit to transfer to BYU.
No, it's definitely not a place for everyone, but I think the thing, and obviously, you know, there's a lot of value centered around the church, but I'm not a member of the church. A lot of kids on the team, they're not members of the church, and to me, it's more a matter of what you value. You know, to me, if you're a good kid, you value working hard, you're humble, you're hungry, you love to learn, you're selfless, you're going to fit in great at BYU, because those are the values of the school. Frankly, those are the values of the church, and those are the values that Kalani preaches every day, and I think the thing that's just so rewarding is being able to fit in that program. I've never felt so aligned with, you know, the culture of, one, the head coach, the culture of the offense coordinator, the offense, and also the players and what they bring to the table and their values.
Starting quarterback for BYU, Keaton Slovis here with us. Get into your head football coach like you just talked about in Kalani Sitake. I always love when he comes on this show, always an enjoyable conversation. What was your first impression when you're making a big decision like this, final year of eligibility, what was your first impression of coach?
Coach is just such a good human being, such a great person. I think it's hard to kind of come by in college football sometimes, especially the head coaching position. It's just so demanding. There's a lot of it, and a lot of times you have to sell and be a recruiter. And but for whatever reason, you know, we got a really good one. And I know him playing under Coach Lavelle Edwards really gave him a lot of experience. And you know, I know he leans on that experience a lot. But I've loved just getting to know Kalani more and more as I, you know, been here and playing for him in meetings and. He's a really great person, but also he pushes us to be better and he holds us accountable, which, again, I think I've always kind of wanted to play for a head coach that brought that to the table. But, again, I'm just so grateful to have the opportunity to play for him now.
We've seen you on an enormous stage at USC. We've seen you also at Pitt take over for Kenny Pickett, who was a first-round draft pick to the Steelers. Now there's this new chapter, final year of eligibility for Keaton Slovis at BYU. What do you want to show everyone this year?
You know, I think I'm not really focused too much on what, you know, other people want to see from me. Again, I think this, you know, talking to John Beck, my quarterback coach, a little bit about it, and he kind of mentioned, like, this last season is for you, and you get to do it on your own terms and go to the school situation, the offense you want to do, you know, play your last season of football in. And I think for me, it's just been incredibly rewarding already before the season's even started to be in the situation. And I think for me, you know, going to the NFL, I want to feel the most confident as I've ever been and hopefully have the best, you know, tape of my career going into this last season and you know, going into the draft next year.
So BYU is going to make their debut in the Big 12 this season. I know you're at Big 12 Media Days this week. just what has kind of that experience been like as you're with the school for a year and they're getting ready to embark on a new chapter in their football program?
Yeah, it's super exciting times for BYU, you know, and I talked to a lot of people who are familiar with the program, you know, in years past. They're talking about, like, it's almost too late. Like, it should have been coming a long time ago, and it's rightful that, you know, BYU's back in a big conference on a big stage. And, you know, we're just so excited for the opportunity, and there's so many great programs and story programs with great players and great coaches. I got to be there this week into Dallas and just see all these guys who are, you know, I watched on TV last year and played in such big games and such great coaches, getting to meet Coach Dykes and Coach Sark, a BYU guy. It's pretty surreal. So you know, you feel the energy in Provo, the fans, the players, the coaches, everyone's super excited. And I think for me too, talk about, you know, a place that fits me. You know, I kind of wanted to feel that energy and excitement and the push for the coaches, you know, going into my last year, because I feel that energy, you know, to have a great first year in the Big 12 and last year for me. So, again, even more alignment on that front too.
I'll tell you, I look at your schedule. We know the Big 12 schedule is always going to be a problem. A lot of great teams. You also have Arkansas, so you get an SEC game in there. But I see West Virginia on November 4th, and I remember last year that backyard brawl between Pitt and West Virginia. That was an awesome experience probably to be a part of.
Yeah, it was a pretty wild game, and it's an incredible program. That was a pretty good rivalry, first game of the year, and really didn't know a whole lot about it being a kid from Arizona. But they're a really good program. They play us tough, and really all those schools. And you look at the Big 12, there's no gimmies by far. There's top to bottom, I think, you know, maybe the most complete conference in the country, because, again, I think any given Saturday a team can play pretty well. Talking about West Virginia, like, they played TCU better than, you know, probably anyone else in the country, and they're playing the national championship game. So, again, I think you look at it, and, you know, it's a tough schedule, tough task, but, you know, we're excited for the opportunity.
I know you'll probably give me the quarterback answer that every game is important, but is there one game in particular that you just kind of circle on that schedule?
No, there really isn't. Again, like, there's a lot of games you probably circle on a schedule, just because, again, we got so many cool programs and great teams coming to play us here, and we're going to so many, you know, cool venues as well, and playing against some great teams. So, again, I wish I could give you an answer. You know, it's not like, you know, at USC you'd have like the two rival games and such. And, you know, again, I feel like there's so many tough games and big games this year for us at BYU.
Last thing I'll ask you, and I'm sure you'll get asked this throughout the draft process. Someone's going to say, hey, if I have a pick, why should I draft you? So I'll ask it to you this way. Going into this season, why should people believe in Keaton Slovis in this BYU program?
That's a good question. You know, I think for me, I've had a lot of experience in the past 4 years, just getting an opportunity to learn, you know, college football and have snaps and game experience. And to me, you can't really pass up game experience for anything else. And this is the most prepared I've ever felt for a moment or a year in my entire life. And to me, I think, you know, when you look at Coach Roderick's offense and what it's been able to do in the past, you know, 3 years, it's done some incredible things. So, you know, again, that's why, you know, it's about the guys around you. We got a great team too. Got a great O-line. I think we have a great receiving core who's super selfless and disciplined and does things the right way, and got some great tight ends and running backs too. So, again, when I think you look at it holistically, it's not even really about me. You know, it's about, you know, the whole product, and I think we got a really good squad offensively.
Well, always enjoy catching up with you. Good luck this year on this new chapter, and thanks so much for giving us a few minutes.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
We all have tasks we'd like to avoid, like mailing and shipping. It takes time lugging all those letters and packages to the post office. That's why you should try Stamps.com. For 25 years, Stamps.com has made mailing and shipping easy. You get all the services of the post office right on your computer, anytime. No traffic, no waiting, no hassle. Plus, you save money with discounts up to 84% on USPS and UPS. With Stamps.com, all you need is a computer and printer. Print stamps, print shipping labels, and if you sell products online, Stamps.com connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart, so you can spend less time on shipping and more time on your business. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus postage and a digital scale. Just go to Stamps.com and enter code PROGRAM.